This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden is visiting Florida today to survey damage from Hurricane Ian. Among the infrastructure that has been hit there, wastewater systems in the state. In parts of Florida, sewers overflowed, causing raw sewage to seep into waterways. And Florida's topography is not helping. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
Most sewage systems use gravity, so the wastewater flows downhill to where it can be treated, except in low-lying places like Florida.
Because Florida is so flat, we have to pump.
Craig Fugate is a former FEMA administrator who lives in Gainesville, Florida. He's using colorful language there, but he's literally correct. Rather than relying on gravity, Florida's wastewater systems have to use electric pumps to move sewage along.
And if those pumps are out and they don't have power, then the sewage backs up.
One solution is for more of those pumps to get hooked up to generators, which can get expensive. A large generator can cost up to $1 million, says Fred Bletcher. He teaches civil engineering at Florida Atlantic University and says another good practice that's less costly is to try to keep any stormwater totally out of the sewer system.
Make sure that you seal it and you check it periodically to make sure it stays sealed.
Bletcher says this is good advice for towns in Florida and for utilities everywhere. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.